Week 2, Sunday, Evening Prayer 2. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Holy God, we praise thy name. Lord of all, we bow before thee. All on earth thy sceptre own, all in heaven above adore thee. Infinite thy vast domain, everlasting is thy reign. Hark the loud celestial hymn, angel choirs above are raising, cherubim and seraphim in unceasing chorus praising. Fill the heavens with sweet accord, holy, holy, holy Lord. Holy Father, Holy Son, Holy Spirit, three we name thee, while in essence only one, undivided God, we claim thee, and adoring bend the knee, while we own the mystery. Spare thy people, Lord, we pray, by a thousand snares surrounded. Keep us without sin today, never let us be confounded. Lo, I put my trust in thee, never, Lord, abandon me. Christ the Lord is a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Psalm 109. The Lord's revelation to my master, sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Sion your sceptre of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The Master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ the Lord is a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Our Lord is in heaven, he has power to do whatever he wills. Psalm 113. Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name give the glory. For the sake of your love and your truth, let the heathen say, where is their God? But our God is in the heavens, he does whatever he wills. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have nostrils, but they cannot smell. With their hands they cannot feel. With their feet they cannot walk. No sound comes from their throats. Their makers will come to be like them, and so will all who trust in them. Sons of Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Sons of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear him, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. He remembers us, and he will bless us. He will bless the sons of Israel. He will bless the sons of Aaron. The Lord will bless those who fear him, the little, no less than the great. To you may the Lord grant increase, to you and all your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to men. The dead shall not praise the Lord, nor those that go down into the silence. But we who live bless the Lord, now and for ever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our God is in heaven. He has power to do whatever he wills. Praise God, all you his servants, both great and small. A canticle based on Revelations 19. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. His judgments are true and just. Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, small and great. The Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory. The marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Praise God, all you his servants, both great and small. A reading from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. We feel that we must be continually thanking God for you, brothers, whom the Lord loves, because God chose you as the first fruits to be saved by the sanctifying Spirit and by faith in the truth. Through the good news that we brought you, he called you to this, so that you should share the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Responsory. Great is our Lord, great is his might. Great is our Lord, great is his might. His wisdom can never be measured. Great is our Lord, great is his might. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Great is our Lord, great is his might. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. Intercessions. Through the Gospel, the Lord Jesus calls us to share in his glory. Let us make our prayer with him to our Heavenly Father. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all nations, that they may seek the way that leads to peace, that human rights and freedoms may be everywhere respected, and that the world's resources may be generously shared. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the Church, that her leaders may be faithful ministers of your word, that all her members may be strong in faith and hope, and that you may be recognized in the love she bears to all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our families and the community in which we live, that we may find you in them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for ourselves, that in the coming week we may serve others in our work and find peace when we rest. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the faithful departed, that through your mercy they may rest in peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty God, ruler of all things in heaven and on earth, listen favourably to the prayer of your people and grant us your peace in our day. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.